This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. 13 articles on the left side. On the right side, YouTube. Click us on. Join us on live chat. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on. Join us on live chat. If you'd like to call us, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. We're going to be talking about the Bible or the bayonets. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, said this: men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Which one do you prefer? Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Friends, I also have some, well, what do I say? Just to reaffirm and reconfirm our position concerning this coronavirus hoax. Fake news is caught on hot mic today. I'm going to play it for you. It's interesting when the cameras are off, friends, how these actors and these useful idiots act. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a couple of minutes. Before I do that, I was having a conversation with my friend Ron Branstner here in the state of Minnesota. He is an activist. He is out there doing the stuff. He's not a hearer of the word only, deceiving himself. He is a doer of the word. Well, I was thinking about him this morning, and I was just kind of running around taking care of business, and before I knew it, I looked up, and Ron was calling me. It's interesting how the Holy Ghost does that. It's pretty awesome. But with that said, I got Ron on the phone and I said, "Hey, Ron, what's going on?" And he started telling me, "Bradley, nobody is seeing what's happening here through this hoax." Before that, of course, I took a shot at him and I asked him if he was drinking all the Kool-Aid in. Of course he is not. So when he began to give me a download, I said, "You need to tell 121 cities exactly what you're telling me because it's that important." Ron, you are there, my friend, correct?
Hello, Bradley, and thank you again for having me on your show. That's correct. I've been speaking as I shared with you before. The globalist agenda behind this. So this isn't a conspiracy that we should look at this as some far out there conspiracy. If you've been listening to several of the doctors tell you that this virus, doctors are getting kickbacks in order to alter the death reports in order to get ventilators and get kickbacks for their hospitals. So we know that because they've been testifying that publicly that they're getting money in return. But just recently, a doctor, I believe his name was Dr. Shavi, and if I pronounce that wrong, you can correct me. But
Shiva.
Yeah, I knew that. I always say Shavi, but Shiva. He came out and he said that Now, most people would not have caught this, but because I studied the globalist agenda of Agenda 21 and Vision 2030, he stated that the ultimate goal by the globalists is to get IA 2030 implemented throughout the world. Now, most people didn't catch on to what he was saying. My mouth dropped, and I looked up IA 2030, and of course, that's another name for Agenda 21, Vision 2030 to Vision 2040. So I looked it up, and it does state in there, in the globalist agenda, their ultimate goal is to create a pandemic and then so they can implement a globalist vaccination on the people. And he's, yep. And you can see this document. It's public. Just go under IA 2030 and you can actually see the document. Yeah, and so Dr. Shavi has been reporting this. We also have a local doctor in Minnesota that reported this. The same deal that he was instructed to alter the death certificate. I think he had a 7-page report that he had to answer to on how to rewrite a death certificate. So we're starting to get this. I haven't heard what you. We're starting out your show with about this.
We've been talking about the very things that you're confirming right now. Listen, I'm following the Holy Ghost. You're confirming what the Holy Ghost has been sharing with us, what he's been leading us to do, Romans 8:14. And that is, again, just another grand slam, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And it's important that we acknowledge the Holy Ghost because, again, you're confirming what he's been sharing with us over the last couple weeks. We're just getting nothing but confirmation and reaffirmation of exactly what's going on concerning this whole coronavirus hoax. And I believe, Ron, what you were just talking about is the doctor, also a said representative, a senator in the state of Minnesota, Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen, what was it, last week and a half ago, he got on television locally, which went nationwide, and he told the people how he was being, he said, this has never happened before, but he said that I received 7 pages from the state, from the government, he said, and he said, it's telling me how to coach to doctor up papers concerning death certificates. In other words, if it's someone that dies and they're elderly, just equate it to the COVID-19. And really what that comes down to is they need the numbers because they don't have the numbers, so they are creating the numbers. So we've been talking about this for some time. But can you just kind of PowerPoint us exactly what you're seeing is for concerning other things that are taking place outside of just the coronavirus and share with our listeners, you got about 3 minutes, that this isn't happening by accident. This is all pre-planned.
Well, again, in a nutshell, you have to look at from the Agenda 21 sustainability movement. Now, most of the people out in the country have never heard of Agenda 21, nor have they heard of the word sustainability. But that is really, if you study sustainability, which is implemented in every city in the nation right now, you will understand that they are targeting us on a multi-level of conditioning us to stay home, to restructure the way we don't drive on the road, the way we interact with people. I mean, you think about this. The one industry that's probably going to be the most hurt of all industries is going to be the recreational industry, which goes out into the environment. That's what Agenda 21 is. It's an environmental program. Now, if they tell you to not go to the beaches anymore, not go to the...
That's exactly right. And we're caught up to that point. Ron, how do people get a hold of you if they want to have you come and speak in their backyard?
Well, you know what? You can Google me. Okay? That's one way, but I hate to give out my phone number. How about if we just go through the Sons of Liberty? They can contact me that way. Is that okay?
We'll do it. I'll forward them to you. Thank you, Ron. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Okay. Ah, my goodness, friends. Hey, just for the record, none of this is pre-planned. It's all shooting from the hip, okay? Trusting in the Word. What I do most of the time is I'm studying. I am studying some more. Why? Because I don't know everything. I want the mind of Christ. We're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by renewing our minds by the Word of God. That's where I'm at all the time. When I was talking to Ron this afternoon concerning Agenda 21, I said, you know what? You've got to tell the people what's going on here. Okay, systematically, show them methodically how things are taking place. I said, I'll give you 9 minutes, okay? So I put a little salt on your tongue. Do your own homework. If you want Ron Bransner to come out and do your speaking, friends, he does it all over the Midwest. He's very popular, and he's very good at what he does in so many different ways. What's taking place here, friends? Demoralization. Educate an entire generation in Marxist ideology. Friends, do you get caught up in like what a communist is, what a Marxist is, so on and so forth? Listen, here, I just want you to understand. Let's make it simple. A Marxist is this, okay? This is the definition of a Marxist. It's a method of socio-economic analysis that views class relations and social conflict using a materialist interpretation of historical development and takes a dialectical view of social transformation. It originates from the works of the 19th century German philosophers Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. Okay. Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you what a communist is. Here, let me just say this. All these names that they put on themselves, they've all wickedly departed from the living God. It's all Satanism. They all have the same father. They live in their sin. They're going to die in their sin, period. We don't have to complicate the issue, okay? Either they're righteous or they're unrighteous. Read Ezekiel 44:23. We don't need to complicate this. What are they aimed at? Demoralizing society. That's the first thing they do, okay? Just so you know, pornography came out in 1968. Hollywood has been doing what they want to do since 1968, teaching everybody in this country, do what you want to do rather than thou shalt not. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates, right? What's the CIA doing? Destabilization, destabilizing the economy, foreign relations, and defense systems. This has been going on in this country for a long time. The crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis that governments continuously create through the Hegelian dialectic, just so you know, two steps forward, one step back, they got their foot in the door. Hello? What's everybody talking about now concerning the mainstream media's narrative? Vaccinations. That's what it's always been about. You need to stand up, resist, and say, absolutely not. You're not going to do that. We know who you are, devil. Get behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name, period, and mean it with your actions. They want to normalize a period of stability until the next cycle reaches crisis point. They're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again as long as you allow them to continuously do the things that they're doing. Wasn't it William Casey that said back in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan, we know his son Michael, by the way, had him on the radio, have the hat, have the T-shirt. But it's interesting, everybody thought he was such a good guy. Remember, Truman said of the CIA back in 47 that the CIA was the American version of the Gestapo. I didn't say that, he said that, right? But William Casey said under Ronald Reagan, going back to him, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. One of those that turned to the king, friends, who told the truth, who used to live for the devil, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor, said this. He said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He wrote a book about it, and a year later, he was dead through mysterious circumstances. He said, taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. And there's still people saying, you know what? What about this coronavirus? It's a hoax. America, how many people need to tell you it's a hoax? How many people need to begin to resist state governments and federal government, friends? The only ones that are going along with the narrative is the ones that the government are paying off to turn in its own people if they're willing to do that. Does that sound like a little German history for you, America? If you haven't seen Schindler's List, friends, go do yourself a favor and watch it. If you haven't watched The Band of Brothers, friends, go do yourself a favor and watch it. Because we're seeing it happen all over again. Dr. Udo Ulfkott ends with German editor, journalist who's now dead, who wrote a book exposing the CIA. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Why? Because they're bought and paid for. Now, I want to say one thing, going back to the conversation I just had with Ron. Ron was talking about how these doctors in America that are going along with the narrative are taking kickbacks. I got a question for you. Just, you'll see clearly as to where I'm going. Where did the federal government get that money to go tell a doctor to turn on its own people? Can anybody tell me that, please? Where did the federal government receive that money and then buy off a bunch of Judases known as doctors to go along with the narrative? Where did they derive that money from? I need to know. Can somebody tell me? They derived that money from the taxpayers. Now, let me ask you something, government. You are the government, we the people. Did you reallocate? Did you give them delegated authority to reallocate your tax dollars, the federal government, to give to doctors to go along with a narrative that is false? From the very beginning to the present? I bet you didn't. I know that some people still think that this is some sort of game and nothing bad could ever happen to us here. I want to tell you this. I say it all the time, and I want to give you the scripture, Numbers 32:23. But if you will not take heed to the Lord, I'm adding to the Lord. Behold, look and see, you have sinned against the Lord. And what happens when you sin against the Lord? Be sure your sin will find you out. Isn't that interesting how specific that is, friends? And what did the Lord say in Psalm 9:17? I'm going to give it to you exactly the way he said it. He said, the wicked, those that know to do right and do not. Who are the wicked? Those that stand back and watch federal government and state governments continuously drive a narrative that is untrue from the very beginning to the very end. Folks, their narrative has been broken up 1,000 times. And for anybody to suggest there's any truth in this, you've got another thing coming. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. That forget God. Now, I want to take it one more step because I want you to see what's happening again to further solidify our position. Question the origin. Question the authenticity. This is hot news right now, friends. I've gotten probably 5 or 6 of these today. I caught it on my own, but I praise God for friends that are out there scanning the scene to see what's going on across the country. This is fake news caught on a hot mic. That means the actors were being themselves. But I want to say this. How can the act be a part of the actors, right? They're guilty of sin, but I want you to see, actually, I want you to hear how they act. when they think that nobody's paying attention. This is fake news caught on hot mic. Media says you can take your mask. The fatality rate is 0.1%. He says, so it's a hoax. Listen carefully.
Hey. All right, man.
Where do you go, baby?
If you take off the mask, Doug, the case fatality rate's at 0.1%.
Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health came up with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1? Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. Oh, let me add this, too, because I see the video here. It's interesting to note that the fake news caught on hot mic, where these guys are talking, bantering back and forth. You can take your mask off. The fatality rate is only 0.1%. The other guy says, so it's a hoax. Do you know where they're at? They're at the presidential podium setting up for the president to go ahead and continuously deceive the American people into believing that this coronavirus is actually something that we all need to worry about, to the extent that they have taken it. They're fixing the chairs up as they're talking about how this is a hoax. They're fixing the chairs up as they're bantering back and forth, friends, one amongst another, because they think the cameras are off, talking about it's so it's a hoax. This is at the presidential podium. Where in just a couple minutes, the president's going to get up in front of the world and tell them how serious we need to take this hoax. And why is that? Because they have to justify robbing the coffers, the American people, of $2 trillion, and they're pushing for another one. That's why we need to pay attention, friends, because they're going to kick it up and heighten the hysteria to another crisis so they can steal the coffers again. And again, 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 and again. This has nothing to do with government. This is the church's business, first and foremost, and this is all about personal responsibility, just like the 9 states throughout the United States of America that are defying the tyrants in the People's White House, and they're defying others that are just going along with the mob mentality that we're all going to just be herded along and corralled because the federal government said so. No, not everybody's going along with it, just for the record. We're seeing all across the country, friends, let me remind you, in Washington, in California, in Minnesota, Virginia, Michigan, Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and in Utah, friends, where they're resisting. People are rising up throughout the states to their federal government, their state governments, and they're saying, no more, we've had enough. This is a hoax. You know it's a hoax, and we know it's a hoax. And the only ones pushing the narrative, friends, again, is the CIA controlled mainstream media that nobody trusts. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. What do you prefer, the Bible or the bayonet? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A tentative agreement has been made over funding a small business relief program. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on the plan.
The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
The National Restaurant Association says a lot of workers have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The survey shows more than 8 million workers have lost their job or been furloughed since the start of the pandemic in the United States. More than 60% of restaurant owners say federal programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You want to watch us, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Articles over there as well. Click onto YouTube on the right side of the page. Click us on live chat. Join us now. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing over there. We're on the front page. Click onto the YouTube page. Join us on live chat. I wanted to say this really quick because most people didn't know that it was going this far. By the way, totalitarianism, draconian. Folks, again, why do they make up all these? Why do they try to make differentiations between the definitions of these words? Just say it for what it says, right? A child is the model of heaven, not some sophisticated idiot trying to get us to understand what he himself doesn't understand, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of our Constitution. Okay, folks, draconian, austere, okay, rough, harsh. Totalitarianism, through power, force, so on and so forth. You get the meaning, right? They all have the same definitions for the most part. Splitting hairs, friends. They strain at the net and they swallow the big camel, right? Here, listen to this. In Montana, this is a letter from Valley County Health Department. I have it right in front of me right now, just to show you that there are people that are willing to take it to the next level. Montana County demands citizens now wear government-issued armbands to shop at grocery stores. I'm not making it up. In what might be one of the most over-the-top and draconian responses to the coronavirus question mark yet seen in Montana, Valley County is mandating that people wear government-issued pink armbands in order to purchase products inside of the stores. Folks, anybody in Montana that's listening to me right now, go get an attorney and go after him. You're going to win. Go get an attorney. You're going to win. Easy. Hands down. These people are so far off base. And you again, people, there are people that have the audacity that say, Bradley, quit equating as to what's going on here to the 30s. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I'm not doing the leading here. Second of all, I'm on for the ride. Third of all, there's nobody that can deny it with the right mindset in any sense of the word, the comparisons between what's happening here in America and what happened under Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, the Third Reich. And there should be no wonder to the American people considering, again, the Bushes. Prescott Bush, indicted in 1942, easily found online. He was financing Hitler's war, where 405,399 of ours fought, bled, and died against the very people that the Bush dynasty and crime family were actually funding. And just think about it. His grandson and his son became the president of the United States of America to further what? Push forth a new world order. And who called for it more than George Bush Sr.? Absolutely nobody. Forget about Operation Paperclip. When our government, after World War II, took all those scientists and doctors, SS war criminals, and brought them over into America so we could learn their system of slaughter. Okay, nobody can deny this. And how much more clear does it need to be when you have a county in the United States of America, namely in that of Montana, Valley County Health Department, mandating that you wear a pink bracelet or an arm brand to go grocery shopping? Someone needs to stand up out there and go after this health department. Quit sitting on your hands waiting for someone else to do it, because if you don't, you're adding strength to their tyranny, and they're going to take it a step further, maybe to a chip inside of the vaccination. What do you think, America? What do you think, 53 countries that are listening to me right now? Does anybody see the comparison? We're in it. Nobody can deny it. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Steve, please make it quick. We love your thoughts, but I got to get to the topic here.
Well, this is why the Constitution's a failure, because when our rights come from the Constitution, then the church looks to a federal judge and the government for what they can or can't do. When our rights come from God, which...
That's right. Huh? That's right. That's where I was going
to
go.
From God, right. They look to the Bible and the Ten Commandments for what a government can or can't do. The government's under God's authority and has to obey God. The minute they don't obey God and they violate the rights that God gives us, they're criminals no different than anybody violating the law. A cop can't break the law and enforce the law at the same time. That's why the church loses the argument at the minute. They're always screaming about the Constitution. We have the right to worship God from God, under God, no matter what anybody does.
Wait a second, though, Steve. The Constitution, the strength of the Constitution is found in the people under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. We receive our rights given unto us by God. When we read the Declaration of Independence, we understand that because there's four references made to God. When we understand that government is given to the church, and then we delegate power and authority over to our said representatives, we the people has meaning, which is at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. So to equate us obeying the Constitution is under God's authority concerning the enumerated laws. If it veers from that, it becomes the state. And what it comes back down to is the presupposition, Steve, that either God is or he isn't. If God is, then we know where we receive our rights from. If we receive them from the state, some people do believe that. It's an evolutionary view of government. Then they derive their privileges from the state. That is a misunderstanding. That is erroneous to those people that think that their rights come from the state. They do not. They come from God. As a matter of fact, John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, he said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. So we, understanding that, are the strength of the Constitution when we enforce those laws, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Just wanted to clarify it in my head.
Oh, yeah. I mean... For exactly, we should right now, regardless of whether the Constitution says that Congress shall make no law, which it does, about getting in the way of the church, we would have the right from God if we were in the Soviet Union, if we were here. We have the right to what we're doing. And instead of looking to God and saying, should we close this church because God would want us to close this church, everybody's looking at whether or not some judge interpreted the Constitution to say we should or shouldn't do something. Well, we should be looking at our Bibles, because Paul said we got to obey God rather than man.
Amen. And that's where Article 3 comes in, Steve, right? Article 3, Section 1. If a judge, he wants to play the activist, he wants to reinterpret what the plain meaning of the Constitution, the laws found within, under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Folks, listen carefully. The job of a judge is to make reference to what God's written law is. He is to play the umpire. He's to play the referee. He's simply supposed to look at the rule book and apply what he reads. He's not supposed to play the activist. He's not supposed to create or to legislate from the bench. That's what the American people have been conditioned to in this country, and they need to get back to the plain and simple Ten Commandments. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, policies, then get back to God's 10. Steve, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thou shalt not steal. And so when the government turned around and stole everybody's money by forcing them to do something, there's no just compensation for everybody being out all this money for being closed down. They're printing worthless currency and pretending to compensate people a little bit, but nobody's been compensated. Nobody's going to get this time back.
Yeah, that was the great payoff, to see how many slaves would sell themselves out for what was taking place. They were given a little piece of wheat as they followed on. You know the analogy, Steve, and I'm going to answer off air, my friend. Thank you for the phone call. But I'm going to answer off air concerning Stalin's analogy. Joseph Stalin, the individual that was responsible for killing millions upon millions upon millions of his own people. What he did is he took his subordinates in and he brought a chicken. He plucked the chicken off completely. It was bloody. And what he did is he taught his subordinates, look it. When I give it a little wheat, it will still follow me. So the point is you can abuse the people all you want from the tyrant. He was teaching his subordinates. You can go ahead and abuse them all that you want, but if you just give them a little something on the way, they'll just keep following you. Friends, I want to tell you something right now. That's exactly where we're at in this country today. People are simply being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And let me go back to the former slave, Frederick Douglass, when he said, knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave. We need to be educated, and that's exactly what we're doing here today on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Thanks for the phone call, Steve. Always appreciate you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Got to get to the topic. The Bible or the bayonets. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or the bayonet. What do you prefer, friends? I mean, take it to the public schools. I mean, they're a testing ground and a training grounds for a monitored police state. Done 365 of them across the United States in 25 different states. Folks, there's cameras everywhere. They have metal detectors before you walk into a public school. You have armed guards walking through a public school. I mean, they're training the kids. They're training them up to accept a police state as they continuously illegally indoctrinate them. Again, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. I mean, this is craziness. I mean, again, through man's 10,000 commandments, all in the name of safety and security. Remember what I told you yesterday, friends. Remember what one of the slogans were for the Germans to go ahead and dominate and conquer the people, is to tell them it's for your safety. It's for your safety. That's always the appeal. That's always the appeal. It's not, hey, folks, it's not for them to do so. In American government, it's their job to restrain men from sin. Yes. Right? To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, to maintain order. Yes. But that's not what they're doing. They're actually teaching people through their hypocrisies and their criminalities just the exact opposite today. Okay? It's been stated, just like I told Steve, that if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you will listen to man's 10,000 commandments. Are you sick of them yet? And man's 10,000 commandments can be seen today through the thousands upon thousands of unconstitutional, un-American policies and measures being forced on the American people on a daily basis. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said. Liberty is the right to do what God's law permits, not the other way around. That would be called licentiousness. Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com. Be right back. One more segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We recently begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, so I'm saying a lot, and I say things, and I type things out for my live chat friends, and they don't quite understand, every once in a while, what I'm saying here, okay? God dwells in a flame. He dwells in the fire. He does. Somebody says, well, what WTH, acronym for what the H-E-double hockey sticks, right? Well, this is common sense. If you knew the scripture, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. Hebrews 1:7 tells us what? We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. When you go to Exodus 3, where did the Lord speak to Moses? A fire from within a bush. Does the Bible say that God is a consuming God? Yes, a consuming fire. Okay? And let me say it another way. This is E.M. Bounds. He said, the Holy Spirit comes as a fire to dwell in us. We are to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Fervency is warmth of soul. A phlegmatic temperament is an abhorrence to vital experience. Abhorrence. If our religion, Christianity, does not set us on fire, it is because we have frozen hearts. God dwells in a flame. The Holy Spirit descends in fire. To be absorbed in God's will is to be so greatly in earnest about doing it that our whole being takes fire as the qualifying condition of the man who would engage in effectual prayer. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, Bradley, how's your heart rate doing? That's just as good as it was before the show. The difference is it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. How about you? Oh, I didn't know about that. Well, it's because you don't know the doctrine. That's the first prerequisite of Scripture. John 7:17. Taking up your cross, but you're also supposed to know the Word of God. Study. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. How many people that are confused today that don't know the Word of God? That's why you're confused. Had another friend on live chat. I'm not taking a shot at you in any sense of the word. Not at all. Just want to straighten this out. Government is the creator of disorder. Just the exact opposite. God gave government for order in a righteous sense. Exodus 18:21, Exodus 18:25. God gave government. See, what happens is the people forget that they are the government. And what they do is they forfeit their responsibility, their derelict of duty, and they want corrupt politicians that lie to them 24/7 to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. That's why the Lord said, the wicked, he will turn the wicked, that nation into hell that forgets him. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do right, but do it not. Well, some say, well, it's a good thing I don't know the word of God then. Really? Folks, there's really people that say that. Well, I'm not responsible for what I don't know. Really? Well, if you go into a different country and you break one of their laws and you look at the judge, are you going to tell him, I didn't know. I came from America, and when I came over here into England, I didn't know that you drove on the left side of the road and smacked in and killed a family. Well, you should have known that before you purchased or rented the car then. It's your responsibility to know. And by the way, those pages on people's Bibles that call themselves Christians, they're all marked up and they're all ripped up. Guess what? Their lives are not in disarray. Their lives are not in disorder in any sense of the word. Why? Because they're quickened by the Holy Ghost. They're quickened to walk the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Okay? And that's what happens when you know the word. He quickens you in the ways of life. How do you explain that to a carnal man? You can't. It's surreal to them. Well, it's very real to us. Is it not, Christians? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are that men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. You know, like John Wesley, you know why people have made this show the number one show in the country during our time slot and on the weekends, friends? It's me and Alex Jones beating back and forth for first place, right? That's not me. I don't care about that. I don't care about accolade. The crown belongs to Christ, but we understand why people are listening. Because they want to come watch Bradley Dean burn. Just like John Wesley. I set myself on fire every morning so that people can come watch me burn. That's exactly right. A spiritual mind will understand that. Totally. I totally get it. Yep. That's exactly right. Carnal man will say, what's he talking about? What has he lit himself up on? Hey, let me say it this way. On the East Coast, you see these come into our church. You see these signs, these billboards on their lawns all across the East Coast. Come into our church. We're having a revival here. You know, real Christianity doesn't have to do that. You ever see a fire at a distance? You ever see what people do? They see the smoke go up. They see the fire go up. Everybody begins to drive that direction. You don't have to advertise revival, friends, because when they see the fire and they hear it, they're going to come to it, especially if they're being led of God to receive the Christ as their Savior from sin, not in sin. Okay, now this is what I have to get to. Did you know that in many schools across the country, you were actually required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school? Matter of fact, I have them here. All the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America. This is the church's fault as to where we're at today. The professors, the hypocrites, right? I just want to keep looking the other direction as if to suggest that God's just going to overlook and bless what they've left off concerning their duty. Absolutely not. All the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. The obvious fruit was safety and security because we obeyed the Christ, as well as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is found on school walls as well, called the Declaration of Independence. Now, in the 1980s, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools. In the case Stone versus Graham, the court made the following statement. This is what 300 million people during that time allowed the Supreme Court to do. Instead of removing the injustices, they've allowed the injustice to spread throughout their communities, throughout their counties, throughout their cities, throughout their states. When they allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy, that means where few rule over many. You know what they did? Stone versus Graham? If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible objective. What is the purpose of a judge, friends? To tear down the law or to uphold the law? When we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us by grace, right? What do? We obey that law. That's the same thing that we see in the natural. What happens if you violate natural law? You get a ticket if you speed. If you commit a crime, you go to jail. Guess what they call, when you're incarcerated, guess what they call those little cells, friends? A place of incarceration, right? Wow, what's that supposed to work? Repentance, right? Penitentiaries. You see all these words? They have meanings, friends. Anybody paying attention to that? But you know what? The Ten Commandments, when they were removed by the Supreme Court, just a few people, the majority of the professed church went right along hook, line, and sinker. And they followed the state rather than the state following the church, which established the government. When you look in the Old Testament, you'll find that the priests were called up first to, guess what? To judgment. Then the judges. Okay? This is how far we've gone. I do a whole show on this. The beginning of our country, you go to Williamsburg in Virginia, you will see that our colonies, our forefathers established ecclesiastical law, the canon law, God's Torah, His Pentateuch, His moral law, right? And we did that all the way up until the 60s in this country. My wife's grandma, she died at 98 years young. We asked her back in the 60s, we asked her, what is it that you used to, when you'd go to church, what messages would you hear? She would say it was the law and the prophets every Sabbath day. The law and the prophets. What has the modern day church done? They've become a bunch of antinomianists. They've abrogated God's moral law, which Jesus never did. Matthew 5, Romans 3:31, Hebrews 8, verse 10, Hebrews 10, verse 7. He gave example after example after example. John 8, Mark 10. Folks, I can go on with this. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Guess what the professed church did? These burnt hippies coming out of a free love generation, right? These are the ones that are in government, and these are the ones that are in the pulpit today. These are the ones that you've given the helm over to, friends, and look what they're doing with this country. Because you're following them. We got to quit doing that, and we have to take responsibility and know it for ourselves and act accordingly. If you do that which is right, guess what? Before God, you are right. Just for the record. But look at the Ten Commandments when they were removed. Look at the fruit of our society today because of it. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments, this is the Supreme Court back in the 60s, in the 80s, to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read. Oh, that's a bad thing. We don't want that as an objective. To meditate upon. Oh, we wouldn't want that. You know, steep the seed, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. No, why would we want to teach kids, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, honor your father and your mother, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take... Why would we want that? See, that's the difference between what our grandpas and grandmas knew and what the up-and-coming generations don't know. What liberated them was their obedience in Christ. Ephesians 2, chapter verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8. We'll talk to you in 23.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.